Feeling hungry?
Happy cooking and smudge deck of my hungry friends.
Let's eat.
It's good to hear that again. Let's
it truly
eat.
Is.
Yes, let's definitely do that. But before we talk about the food, let's talk about the drinks. Because look, in the Polish culture, we have all sorts of different types of unique drinks that we drink. Mm-hmm. But also, in general, a lot of Polish people like alcohol with their meals.
Yeah, that's very true. But, and it's a stereotype, especially vodka. But there's truth to it, right? Especially when it comes to going out to Polish parties. I think it's a staple, usually, at Polish parties.
It definitely is. Mm-hmm. And the Polish vodka... very dangerous stuff.
It is.
Very dangerous stuff. But first, yeah, let's talk a little bit about that vodka, because she knows all about it. Here's Anna from Polish Kitchen.
So we all know Poles love vodka. You will see it more often than not, vodka being divvied out by the host to each individual party participant. There is a set of unwritten rules that come with drinking vodka in Poland. Rule number one, the host is in charge. So he will be in charge, he or she will be in charge of filling up the shot glasses. He or she will set the pace of drinking. If you are not keeping up, here's the trick. Turn your shot glass upside down and you're out of the game. Rule number two, as we say it in Polish slang, pić trzeba umieć. And this means you have to know how to drink. This means accompanying your drinks or your alcoholic indulgence with food and lots of greasy food. Pairing an oil, smalec, the Polish bacon spread with onions. So snack and snack and snack some more. Rule number three and my personal favorite, don't do it. Vodka's dangerous. Don't do it.
All right, so she's right.
Oh, man, yeah.
A lot of good tips there, actually. Just first, starting with just the general kind of like, follow the host, right? Mm-hmm. If you're the person that comes to someone and you're the one that's going to be drinking more and then maybe potentially being a little bit of a scene, not good. Don't do it. You're not even going to get invited back.
Right, right. And I think that's also just a way to participate a little bit in the drinking culture there. It's supposed to be more about like everyone's doing it. It's kind of like a party thing. Everyone's kind of... getting to know each other, but I think that the upside down glasses is a really good trick, because if you have never been to a Polish party before, that's something you're going to want to use, the upside down glass, because sometimes people, depending on who you go see, can go all out when it comes with vodka.
Definitely. So you definitely want to keep an eye out for that. Know yourself a little
know
bit.
Know yourself.
Listen to the body.
Yes.
As I feel like a lot of times people forget to do. Mm-hmm. You know, you could easily get caught up. Mm-hmm. You see someone, oh, they're doing 15 shots. I can do that too.
No.
Probably not. Probably not. And the other thing she mentioned too is you do have to pair it with food, right? Mm-hmm. Food doesn't necessarily make you less drunk. What it does, though, is absorbs the alcohol, right? So it takes longer for the body to break that down. So if you spread that out with some food in between a couple drinks here and there, mm-hmm. you'll be able to kind of be in it for longer, if that makes sense.
It's how
a marathon, not a sprint.
Well, that's what I was going to say. It's how people survive Polish weddings, right? There's a reason why after like every single couple hours, they bring out another thing to eat, because you know it kind of helps you digest the alcohol a little bit better.
Right. But look, we've all had those situations. Well, maybe not all of us, but many of us, I'm sure. You're invited to a Polish party and you have a little bit one too many drinks that leads to a hangover the very next morning. Well, fortunately for you, if you ever find yourself in that position, Anna's got some foods that can definitely help cure that hangover. Let's take a listen.
Number one, and stay with me, flaczki, tripe soup. I know this may sound weird for people who aren't familiar with flaczki, but a spicy, peppery, super hot soup just does wonderful things for you. Number two, second home remedy tested and proven effective by me is homemade sauerkraut or pickles in salty brine. Since they are fermented, they're full of microelements and vitamins and everything that was flushed out by a lot of alcohol. You need to replenish. Remedy number three, rosół, which is Polish chicken soup, because chicken soup is good for everything. Number four, żurek, which is sour rice soup. This is a soup that's made from soured flour, so it's also rich in vitamin D, microelements, and also in fiber. Last but not least, fish soup or fish stew. This happens to be one of my favorite, and I grew up around the sea, but even if you haven't, try it. Mild in fish flavor, but spicy soup, super hot, with lots of garlic and paprika. You gotta try it. It'll save your life.
I believe her. That stuff definitely sounds like it would save my life. The things that all those foods had in common, rich in nutrients and vitamins. And that's exactly what you're going to need, right? The next morning after a night of drinking like that, the reason you get the hangover is because you're super dehydrated and your body's missing those essential elements. So you got to figure out a way to kind of get those back in there. And all those foods, that'll definitely do it.
Oh, for sure. And I don't know if you noticed, there's a common theme of soup, too. The soups that Polish people make are just like richly packed with all those vitamins that you need. And I just checked Polish Your Kitchen's website, by the way. All of the recipes, including the pickles, you can find on her website. So if you ever want to, you know, maybe bookmark those tabs, save them for a future date, you can do so right there.
Absolutely. That's PolishYourKitchen.com. Polish Your Kitchen can also be found on the YouTubes, on the Instagrams, on the Facebooks, and probably on many other platforms as well. They're literally all over the place.
Right. I wouldn't be surprised if they make a TikTok soon, too.
I know. I feel like they should. Do you hear this, Anna? Make a Polish Your Kitchen TikTok. I would absolutely love that. So definitely go ahead and check them out. We'll be hearing back from Anna again this time next week.